Hello, universe. Welcome to Stream of Consciousness podcast. I am your host, Chelela H. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you're coming back, welcome back. And also, sorry I was gone for such a long time. I had to take a forced pause for about 12 days, it looked like. I was trying to come back 2 days ago, but the universe would not allow it. I got sick, y'all. I get really sick and from my heart. And so I had to be in bed and, you know, address that first before. You know, because your health comes first, they say. I agree. I can agree to that. Because I have never been able to do anything in my life without my health first. I don't know if that's the same for anybody else. I know that sometimes above our health, you know, is the need to feed ourselves. And so if you don't mind, I'm going to feed my brain. How are you doing today? Right now, how are you doing? I hope you're happy. I hope you're healthy. Breathe in. And out. I missed y'all. Where do we leave off last time? Well, last time, Trump was still president. We talked about mental health awareness. Talked about love. Yo, and now Biden and Harris are in office. And, you know, I've been hearing a lot of words recently, like reset or back on track. And I want to challenge that for a little bit. It's just that these are where my fears lie for our society. I think the only benefit that Trump has brought to our society is that the awareness that anything can go haywire at any moment in time. You know? Or maybe we don't know, right? And how much at risk our bodies can be when there's blatant disregard and just blatant disregard for our bodies. What do we do now? You know? What are you doing? I'm trying to stay aware, but also I'm trying to stay safe. My focus right now is just to learn media arts production. Media arts production. I feel like the more I'm learning, the more I realize that I'm not alone in my belief. And the belief I'm talking about is the ability to address legislation with the support of media arts production. I'm really excited about it, and it just, I want to be sincere and say I don't know exactly why. Just, it feels right. It feels that it would create spaces for those whose voices are marginalized and repressed. If we create spaces where the voices that are directly impacted by a social issue are centered, I think that's what I can do for now. We still have a lot of things to do here, and there's still people whose bodies are impacted or are going to be impacted, you know. What does it matter? Well, it matters because you matter, right? I feel you do. I'm not even gonna like front, but I'll bet I'm comfortable talking to y'all right now. I got a little out of my zone. Like, I was already catching a groove, and that's cool. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, I think, like, my goal was to be consistent. And, you know, consistency looks different to folks, you know, to different folks. And my intention was and still is going to be to upload an episode each time I'm able to. My goal was each day, but I think that I'm gonna go with each time instead. Because I know myself and I need that. So, and also I love y'all. Like, I'm really like loving this podcast. Like, you know, it's getting to like an engaging aspect, and you know, we still need a lot of like, you know, vibing going. So this is just for those who are just showing up. This is omnidirectional here, and so whatever conversations we're having, and we jump off of what's going on from my perspective, right? And also we also address anything I want, right? But not to say that the conversation is just a monologue, but more of a dialogue, or even, you know, a space where different perspectives come and meet and challenge each other. And how we do that is follow me on Twitter at Chedela H, that's spelled X as in xylophone, E as in echo, D as in Denver, E as in echo, L as in love, A as in apple, A as in apple, and X as in xylophone. And so follow me there at Chedela H on Twitter. Whenever you're listening to this podcast or any of the other episodes, and let me know what you think. See, you can go back to the first, second, third one. And let me know what you think, because I really want to know what y'all think. Like, I know that I can be wrong about so many things, but you know, I'm learning, y'all, and you know, for those of us who are trying to learn how to coexist with each other, and more than that, do it out of a place of love, because of our belief that love is the ultimate force for change. And if what we want is betterment for all of us, right? You know? What do we do now? Like, I hope that I try and listen to the universe, and I hope that the universe is affirming to me that I'm doing what I need to be doing. And yes, I sometimes my life can cast self-doubt, and sometimes, you know, it almost works. But, you know, what else are we gonna do, yo? Like, what are we doing? Like, how are we going to do it, you know? And, like, I don't want us to be comfortable, y'all. Like, I'm sorry, I don't want us to be comfortable. Why? Because I don't want us to stay. I don't want us to get stagnant. You know what I mean? And if I feel like, well, not end if I feel, but I feel that when we tell ourselves, oof, okay, somebody's taking care of it, like, we really do a disservice to not only ourselves, but to each other. Because who's to say that is going to get done? I feel like And even when something needs to get done, like, why don't we challenge that? Why don't we address, like, why don't we, like, why, how is this getting done? Why is it getting done? And is this the best way to do something, you know? And do it. Yo, I love Media Arts Production. You know, it all started when I went to school. I was in college at East Los Angeles College. I was in college, and I had already been there for too many years. I'm going to say 9 years, y'all. So I could have straight up gotten a freaking PhD. Oh, but, you know, that's not, they don't offer that. But, yo, to me, that's not even, like, an, like, unfamiliar story. Like, as a former foster youth, formerly incarcerated person, I know what that looks like. I know what the impact of the system looks like. And, you know, I didn't have, I'm still trying to unlearn the ways that I learned. Because the ways that I learned were not ways of learning that were going to support me in this society. You know? And it was scary trying to challenge that. It was scary trying to, like, tell myself I can do something, right? It was. And now I'm just like, no, well, maybe how we do something needs to be, you know, not, like, it shouldn't be fucking, like, succumbed in doubt. It shouldn't be, like, drowning itself in fear. And I'm learning that a lot of the things that I need to unlearn are to, like, dispel the belief of what those narratives mean and what they imply about who I am. I'm doing this because I'm learning how to support each other, and I'm learning how to love each other, and first and foremost, I'm learning how to love myself. I'm learning how to exist out of love, right? Yo, it's hard, but I believe in the force of love. I truly, truly do. That's like my politics. Love is my politics. What are you ready to do? Like, what are you willing to do? What do you, like, what society do y'all want to live in? Like, today I went to, okay, I'm going to fill y'all in real quick. So today I went to my cardiologist at the UCLA, like, over there, 100 Medical Plus, right? And Santa Monica. Is it Santa Monica or Brentwood? I don't know, Westwood, whatever. Over there. I went today. Y'all have had EKGs, like, numerous times. I don't even know how many times. I've had ultrasounds for my heart various times. I've lost count. I've had, you know, since I was born, I've had these appointments at the least once a year, at the most a lot more than that. It could be up to 12 times a year sometimes, depending on what's going on with me. It's not a predictable, right? It's like we go on a appointment basis. But today, you know, I show up, and on my drive there, I was so delighted and full of life, but I couldn't believe that for the past 10 days, I had to be in bed because, you know, as much and as excited as I was about what was going on around me, like, I couldn't partake, and it felt as if the universe communicates with me that I need to rest by giving me symptoms that make me scared of moving, you know, palpitations, you know, heavy, like feeling my chest as like heavy, or irregular beating, muscle aches, like, you know, the like my heart, feeling like my heart's clutching. So right now I'm wearing like a monitor. I'm gonna wear it for a month. But y'all, they want to put this little fucking thing called what is it called? Oh, implant loop recorder on my shit, like on my chest cavity, and I'm just like, well, not on my chest, but right above. And they said that, like, so what happens is with the version that they want to put on me, like, yo, it comes with there's an app for my heart. Like, yo, what's going on with my heart? And it stays in my body. It's long-term, but it's not permanent. So it, like, lasts for, like, 4 years on a person. And so the intention is to, because I have so many varied symptoms in my heart, the intention is to check it out and see where are these, like, what are they? And, you know, should I be concerned? So the thing is, like, you grab your phone and you let your phone know, hey, I just had some symptoms, and it records the last 6 minutes, like, of your episodes, and it sends that information immediately to your doctor. My doctor's, right? And then my doctors get to call me immediately and tell me if I should worry and or go to the emergency room, right? And but y'all, I read too much sci-fi for this shit. Like, you know, like, biotechnological surveillance is a thing, right? I mean, look at, you know, who wants to fucking, like, ain't nobody worried about my location, let me tell you right now. Ain't nobody worried about what I'm doing. Ain't nobody, like, ain't, because, yeah, I grew up in an environment that taught me violence because that's, you know, what the oppressor wanted, you know? I mean, you know, let's be real. That is what the oppressor separated me. So tried to separate me from who we are, right? As people, at least, you know, in my culture. And so indigenous and diaspora, right? And so I'm like sitting there far out, right? Like, let me tell you, like, I'm not getting this vaccine, not because I don't believe in it, and not because I don't think it's good for you. I'm not getting it because I don't want to get no damn shot. Mind you, I got blood drawn today, and I've had several surgeries, so it's like I shouldn't even be scared. But, like, I don't want that in my body because, I mean, it's not like I'm a doctor, but I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I read too much sci-fi. Like, I'm like, you know, like, I mean, I don't want to cast down anybody because I feel like we should have faith in each other, right? I think, like, that's important, but, and trust specifically with things that are going on. But, you know, we live in a society filled of humans, and humans are human, you know what I mean? And I don't know if that makes sense to y'all, but it makes sense to me. And if it doesn't, I apologize. You know, this is what it is. But, yo, I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is too fucking sci-fi for me, y'all. Like, how the fuck am I gonna have, like, there's a fucking app for my heart, y'all. Like, you know that commercial, there's an app for that. Like, there's some motherfucking app for my fucking heart, y'all. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, so willing, ready, and able. like I wanna, like, I, like, that's not something I was willingly admit to my friends and family. Like, or, like, these people are the same. My friends are my family are my friends. But, like, they're all chosen family, whether they're blood related or not. Anyways, so I'm like, how, like, I'm so down to survive in this life, right, that I'm gonna allow for an object to be, like, implanted in my body. And, you know, it's a wild thing, like, what it can say. And then also, like, what can be done with that information? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and we get into this idea of, like, the perfect body, right? And how? Well, I mean, if my heart is not, you know, existing or being as what our society calls a healthy heart, like, there may be adjustments and or issues to be addressed according to my doctors. But y'all, I've been living with hella symptoms and hella experiences in my heart, like, my entire life. Like, I know my how, like, my heart is sporadic and chaotic and erratic, right? I do also acknowledge that these doctors know way more than me about my heart than I do. I have congenital heart disease, just if I didn't just already spill that out there. But I was so willing, ready, and able to do the surgery. Yeah, I was. I didn't say that implicitly. But what I did do was, I was open to the conversation, and I was listening, and I was interested. I was asking questions, and because I feel like my doctors love me. I feel that this, you know, it's still a professional. And I hate to use the word professional because it's tied to whiteness. And does not, like, not to say that white is wrong. I'm just saying that we live in a society where whiteness has been put into a pedestal of, like, how people should be. And I think people should be whom they are. And that doesn't imply that they're less. It just implies that that's who they are. And people are different. And there's so much beauty and difference. And that, you know, we could learn, like, we could learn, oh, wow, all humans are capable of being shitty humans. It is what we choose to do ourselves. Having nothing to do with anything, you know, other than who our character, what our character, you know, is saying and what our actions are saying. Y'all, if I don't make sense, that's about right. But I'm just saying that I love me, I love us so much that because I love us, I want to exist, because I feel that how I'm doing things, it's a good force out of love, right? And the love is, force is the love. No, love is the force. And I don't know, I've never encountered something so much more better than love. Have y'all, like, what have y'all encountered that's much better than love? And so, maybe my sci-fi books weren't completely accurate. Just like, you know, we're not dressed like robots, and we're not, you know, so, well, actually, some of us are, like, have machinery in our bodies. The dystopian reality we find ourselves in is not what I thought, you know, like, who knew that our attire of, you know, it, like, our attire and challenging, like, a dystopian society would be, like, sweats and a sweatshirt. And, you know, like, And our superpower would be who can stay at home and not infect others, right? Like, like, you know, like, yo, I haven't caught COVID. And let me tell you, like, I used to be in the street all day, every day, but not through COVID. Like, when COVID hit, I wanted to live so bad that I just stayed myself home. And then when I did go on a 40 trip in November to Lake Tahoe with three friends that I had been like we agreed to quarantine homes together, we didn't eat out, and we, you know, we were wearing our masks, and we were disinfecting each each time we interacted with any other space before and after. And so I want to live, you know. That's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to keep living. I'm going to keep taking each step as I go. But with always with the consideration and the force of love. Out of love. And I challenge you to do the same. That's not to say I'm right. That's not to say that you don't. That's not to say that, you know, it's not going to be, you know, you don't have to do it. But Biden and Harris are not going to save any of us. And this government is not going to save any of us. We have to do that for ourselves. But the only way that we can do that is by being healthy. And the only way we can be healthy is by loving ourselves, you know? Mental health, physical health. The health of your soul. It all matters. Right? Isn't that the argument? Like, it matters, y'all. So, I hope y'all enjoyed this tangent or tandem. I don't know what it's really called, but I know it's somewhere on those lines or ranges. And, but albeit comes out of, you know, and I miss my exits and stops. And sometimes I make U-turns and then I, you know, go down the same highway up a hill and then like off a cliff and then, you know, land on another like dirt road. And then I hope that y'all feel what I'm saying here. Like, I hope that y'all feel like what I'm trying to get at, because you are important. You are part of us, and all parts of us need to be okay in order for our society to be good. Well, and I do believe that we can all be all right, and I don't think that, you know, like Karl Marx says, that there has to be, or there will be, you know, a class that will be, you know, demeaned and, you know, exploited for capital, for their capital. I feel like we can exist among each other, along with each other, in such more better ways. And I plead that we don't depend on this administration or on any government for that. Because we are able, you know. We are the change that we need within us, you know. And just as, you know, just as much as we can choose to do not so good things to each other, we can also choose to do everything out of love. And it don't matter what love is to you, just stop and think first, like, what is love? Like, is it trust? Is it honesty? Is it compassion? Is it kindness? Is it loyalty? What is love? What is love encompassed of? Like, what encompassed? Is that even a fucking word? Encompass, like, embodies. I'm gonna have to check that out. I'm fucking stoned, so I could be making up words, you never know. Actually, y'all probably know. I'm the one that's, you know what? If I make up words, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It already is. And, you know, that's it. So, I'm just fucking around. Please let me know. Like, don't let me sound like a damn fool out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or let me. Whatever you want. Oh, I'm already doing it myself, huh? Like, why even worry? Yeah, so I'm gonna say this just one more time. I'm going to go over my 30-minute mark, which is what I usually try to stay at. Just for a little bit, because I want to continue on rambling here along with y'all. Y'all, I want to get to know you. Who are you?
Why are you here?
Like, why don't y'all, like, communicate with me? Like, I know y'all listening. Like, I see you. Like, I see you. But I'm just like, why don't, like... And then also, like, is you talking shit about me? You know what I mean? Like, I fucking... Oh, I still have my TikTok, y'all. Y'all can follow me at TikTok if you want. I still haven't posted any videos, and I may not even post any videos. But I already made a lot of friends on there. So yeah. If y'all want to, like, follow me on TikTok, please. Same, Chedela Ache. You'll find me. Yeah, and I'll follow you back. And let's get to know each other, you know what I mean? Because I love talking to myself, y'all. Obviously. But I'm not talking to myself. And when I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to the universe. I'm talking to you. But I also want to listen to you. I want to listen to the universe, yo. I don't have all the answers. I may not even have an answer. Shit. But together, yo, we can figure shit out. We can, like, challenge. We can, you know, we can try different things. Even if, like, all we do is try something else that hasn't been tried to address something, right? Because of the current ways that it's being addressed, it's definitely not working. I could also be like a dreamer, right? But I'm not the only one. Nah, I'm just fucking. Unless you're sleeping, then, you know. Then you're the one and I'm not. So, you know. Yo, you know, I'm very scared, y'all, to talk to you. I'm very, like, I'm deeply, like, frightened that, you know, I'm, you know, that I'm gonna fucking put myself in a situation to be criticized and canceled. And but I came to a conclusion not long ago, and I said, being known will just be an exponential experience where the same amount of people will hate me depending on how many people are in my proximity. Does that make sense? Like, yo, people hate me now. Like, I don't even know why they... I mean, yeah, I know why they hate me. But, like, I be loving on people. And maybe that's my mistake. Maybe I have some characteristics that are abusive and, you know, and that I haven't, you know, noticed. But I love on people, right? I love people. And... but, you know, some people, they just don't vibe with you. Like, they're, you know, they're not... I guess, you know what I mean? I'm like... they're lost. I'm fucking with you. But those of us who are able to, and if you're not, if you don't vibe with me, like, find folks who you vibe with and do what you need to do for y'all. Like, for us. Like, because if you loving yourself, I know, like, if you have the capacity to love yourself, I know that you ain't worried about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of us do worry about each other, and I appreciate y'all for that. But, like, you have to love yourself first. You have to be healthy. You have to be okay. Yeah. Did y'all miss me? No, huh? You probably didn't even notice. You're like, oh, shit, another episode. Yeah. I don't know how many episodes I'm gonna do for each season. I thought I did, but I don't. But that's not even an issue right now. I think this is it, y'all. for now. I really enjoy chilling here with y'all. I missed y'all. I love vibing with y'all. Please hit me up on TikTok and or Twitter. Same tag. Che de la H. Please. Like, let's communicate. Let's build. Let's challenge each other. Let's love and support each other, yo. If you're down, I'm down. I know I'm already here. Like, you know, where you at? You know, and regardless of what you do, like, I don't want my message to come off as ableist, because if what you're doing is taking care of yourself and that's all that's possible, like, thank you for that, because you're still here, you know, and I still need you doing that. Because we need to. My belief is that through teaching ourselves or unlearning traits and characteristics that are just, can traits be challenged? I don't know, but I just want us to be a loving society, y'all. Period. That's it. Done. No más. Okay, pues. Well, this has been Stream of Consciousness Podcast. I am your host, Chilela Ache. Till next time, y'all. Stay safe. Stay well. And much love.